Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. I saw a quote on Facebook from one of my running buddies that I wanted to share with you today. She's getting ready to run her first marathon, and this is the quote she posted. It says, "Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway." And that is by Earl Nightingale. It's important to work hard to achieve our goals, but we also need to balance work with taking time to slow down and play, and sometimes we need to regroup, too. I saw a really great movie recently where a guy had spent his whole life working to achieve his goals. It actually came out in 2011, but it's called 7 Days in Utopia. And anybody who knows me knows I'm a huge fan of Christian films. I love to see them. I love watching where the Christian film industry is going because I feel like it's getting bigger and bigger and people are wanting to see quality entertainment. And so they're getting more popular. This particular movie, 7 Days in Utopia, is the story of a pro golfer who has a disastrous debut on the pro circuit. And he unexpectedly finds himself stranded in Utopia, which is a small town in Texas with a population of 375 people. And I actually looked it up on a map, and it's a real city. It really exists. I wasn't sure if it was just made up, but it really exists. And it is sure a pretty place in the film. Anyway, so the star of this show is befriended in this small town by a rancher who kind of takes him under his wing. One of the lines in the trailer of the movie says, "Spend 7 days in Utopia and you'll find your game." So he kind of steps back and de-stresses his life. He takes some time to find himself and remember his dream. And I think we all need to do that periodically in our lives, kind of step back, either go on vacation or get away for a night with our friends or something and regroup, however we best do that. Because then you're better able to come back refreshed and ready to keep going. And one of the things that I liked about this movie was the rancher friend that he meets who believes in him. And this is some complete stranger. He doesn't even know him. Takes him under his wing and turns out he's a former golfer as well. And so he can give him some good tips and guidance on how to improve his game. Anyway, it's a great story about living your dreams and taking time out for the things that are important and stepping back when we need to regroup. So if you're looking for a good family film to watch, that's one I would recommend. Closely related to that is a story that I wanted to share from President Monson's youth. And President Monson is the prophet of the church. And it's from a story he told in General Conference, April 1989. And it's called Go For It. President Monson was a baseball player when he was young, which I didn't know. But I want to share this story with you from his youth.
Like some of you, I know what it is to face disappointment and youthful humiliation. As a boy, I played team softball in elementary and junior high school. Two captains were chosen, and then they in turn selected the players they desired on their respective teams. Of course, the best players were chosen first, then second, then third. To be selected fourth or fifth was not too bad, but to be chosen last and relegated to a remote position in the outfield was downright awful. I know. I was there. How I hoped that the ball would never be hit in my direction, for surely I would drop it. Runners would score, and teammates would laugh. As though it were yesterday, I remember the moment when all that changed in my life. The game started out as I've described. I was chosen last. I made my sorrowful way to the deep pocket of right field and watched as the other team filled the bases with runners. Two batters then went down on strikes. Suddenly, the next batter hit a mighty drive. The ball was coming in my direction. Was it beyond my reach? I streaked for the spot where I thought the ball would drop, uttered a silent prayer as I ran, and stretched forth my cupped hands. I surprised myself. I caught the ball. My team won the game. This one experience bolstered my confidence, inspired my desire to practice, and led me from that last to be chosen place to become a real contributor to the team. we can experience that burst of confidence. We can feel that pride of performance. A three-word formula will help us: never give up.
I liked that story because it shows how one catch led his team to the winning game, of course, but it also was this confidence-boosting experience for him. And I think we all need those kind of wins in our lives. They come at different ways and various times. It could be something in the workplace, or it could be a victory that you have as a parent in some way. But we all need those wins, and they give us the courage and the strength to kind of keep on going. And these moments don't need to be glamorous big things. They can be small things, but they can be big wins for us. I found a Mormon message that, if you haven't seen it, check this one out. It's called Moments That Matter Most. And it shows different scenes from people's lives, like playing in the rain with a child, or hugging a child after he just dumped a bowl of spaghetti on the floor, or seeing a child's face light up as she swings on a swing set. Anyway, it's a darling little Mormon message. Check it out if you haven't seen that one, but it's a good reminder of the things that really are important in our lives, like family, friends, children, and grandchildren. Those are really the things that are most important in life. It's time to close, but if you have any stories or suggestions or comments you want to share with me, maybe something I've shared today has triggered a memory of a story that is similar for you that you've had, send me an email. I would love to hear about it. And you know I love to read those on the air as well. So send it to me directly at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I want to share with you today is called Slow Down, and it's featuring Jenny Jordan Frogley. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
The sun comes up, and you're looking at another day. No time for breakfast, grab a bite along the way. You're off and running. So much to do, 'cause time's not standing still. Another destination, another deal, it keeps you coming. Maybe in a year or two, there'll be more time. Long walks and quiet talks, maybe see a sunrise. As the scenery of life is flying by, you may just miss the ride. Slow down, let your feet touch the ground. Slow down, there's so much to be found. It's so just what we do. Tomorrow is always better, and it looks so good on you. You're on your way now. Yeah, yeah. Fill in minutes with everything life brings. Looking for something and missing everything tomorrow for now. It's not about giving up on dreams or desires, or living with a passion that burns like fire. what you'll remember when your life is past. Slow down, let your feet touch the ground. Yeah, slow down, there's so much to be found. It's alright, it'll all come around. Slow down, yeah.
Slow.